It's Doc and Jesse here at Froggy 101, and here's a woman who in the course of 1 week got engaged and will be getting married. Her name is Aubrey from Scranton.
And this was a big contest put on by Electric City Bakehouse. Aubrey, tell us how all this got started.
I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw that there was a contest, and I jokingly sent it to one of my friends, and she was like, you should definitely apply, send in your story and your picture. So I asked Jimmy and he was like, yeah, why not? Go for it. I really did it not thinking anything of it, like that we would ever even make it to the top three.
Be getting married tomorrow?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was a little crazy.
So they picked the date? They told you when you had to get married by?
Yeah, Thursday night, they let everyone know who the top three was, and then that night, the voting began until noon on Friday.
So did you reach out to all your friends to vote for you?
Yeah, we did.
So tell us a little bit about your love story. Like, how did you meet your fiance? How did all of this come about?
Jimmy and I were actually in the second grade class. You know, I don't remember second grade, but he swears he remembers. Mm-hmm. Growing up, we all had the same friends, and then we were in the same eighth grade class. And, you know, when you get your first boyfriend and girlfriend, we started dating. And we would, like, break up, but we would be together. And we dated until both of our freshman years of college, and then we, like, separated.
Obviously, it was meant to be. Because you guys kept coming back to each other.
Yeah, that's what I like to say.
What does Jimmy like to say?
I think he thinks the same thing.
Okay.
So then we had a daughter about a year later after we got back together.
Did you plan on getting married, or was it just because of the contest?
We were engaged. We got engaged at the end of June, and we were planning on it, but with having a daughter and buying a house, we had to put money that we had saved somewhere else and not on us.
So tell me about all of the things that are included. Do they take care of, like, your wedding gown and his tux and all of those things?
Yeah, literally everything.
Wow.
I mean, I feel so honored and lucky that we won this contest. I don't think I could ever thank all the vendors enough for what they're doing for us.
And as a future bride, was it super stressful doing all of your dress fittings in, like, a couple days?
They called me probably around 1 o'clock on Friday, and by 2 o'clock I was at the dress shop.
Oh, my gosh. Where's the dress coming from?
It's coming from the dress lounge in Kingston.
Now, Aubrey, what about all the people you invite to your wedding? You basically give them 1 week notice to come to a wedding. How many are you inviting?
You're allowed 30. I told all my friends, like, I can't get mad if you have prior obligations, because obviously I'm literally giving you 7 days to figure out if you could come.
Do you have a bridal party?
Yeah, my one friend's actually flying in from Texas to be in the bridal party.
That's so amazing. And is your daughter going to be part of it? Like, is she walking yet?
Yeah, she is. So I hope she could walk down the aisle. We haven't really, you know, smoothed out all the details yet.
Where does the wedding actually take place?
It's right at the Electric City Bakehouse.
Oh, cool. It's a cool venue.
Now, is there a honeymoon part of your package?
No, there's not, but Jimmy's parents bought us a night at the Hilton.
That's a cool
story. That just sounds so lovely. Congratulations. I read your story online, and you guys totally deserve it. And, I mean, just
Thank you.
An amazing, amazing week that you guys are probably stressing out about right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
And you're going to be a married woman tomorrow.
Oh, yep.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations again to you and Jimmy, Aubrey. I hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you so much.